Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Buffalo from their own end will get to center and now to the blue line. Darlene all the way in to the net. Score! The captain put his team on his shoulders there with a power play goal. Sabres within one, trailing 4-3.
That's not quite from last night's game, but that is Rasmus Dahlin scoring against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, it did happen.
It is also a game that they lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins, which happened both nights.
Yeah, not great. Especially last night's collapse. That was not great.
Yes, and there is some things to talk about there, both good and bad about the Sabres within the preseason that gave me a little bit of encouragement and plenty of nausea for both sides of these things. Last night, I was very impressed with Yuri Kulik, how he got his two goals. It was garbage picking. Rebounds, cash him in, get to the net, gritty stuff, and probably the next step in an evolution of a 20-year-old that you want to see. So Kulik, I'm liking what he's giving you there. Josh Norris, by the way, looks legit.
He does, and if he can stay healthy, him on that top line with Thompson and Ben, would it be Benson?
It would be Benson. Krebs has been playing with them the last two games.
Right.
But he's fit along just fine between the two of them. So Norris, though, looks like the player that was as promised.
Yeah. If he can just – and luckily, I remember last year, it wasn't that nagging shoulder injury that was injured. It was a lower body injury, right?
Yes.
What he was dealing with.
Like abdominal or oblique or something.
Mid to lower body injury, something like that. So – that was already a good sign that they were just taking it slow with him, taking it easy, because your season was over in December. There was no need to push him back onto the ice.
Right.
Take the full off season, and it looks like he did that. I get it. They're playing against AHLers, especially in the first Pittsburgh game, right? But, I mean, Dahlin going from end to end, like that's the stuff you like to see in these matchups. So that can translate at all to the regular season. I think we're in good shape. The only thing that's really concerning to me is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I think that's my takeaway from this end of the preseason, because what is the backup goalie's name, the third stringer, the one they're keeping?
So Luukkonen is currently being diagnosed by head coach Lindy Ruff as more of a week-to-week situation.
Week-to-week.
Week-to-week could last for a little bit.
Right.
It could only last 2 weeks, for example, though.
It's pretty vague.
But considering that the season starts next week, Alex Lyon being in net to start the season does not concern me as much. Alexander Georgiev looks relatively unplayable. There's where my nausea comes from.
Yeah.
Georgiev?
That's how I would pronounce it?
Georgiev or I'm pretty sure it's Georgiev.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks unplayable. And outside of the first game that he played in the preseason where he was relatively good against Columbus, 4.20 goals against an .872 save percentage.
Yeah, not great.
In the games that he plays. Lion, on the other hand, 909 save percentage. Lukanen played one period and left. Oddly enough, Devin Levi did not get scored on when he filled in for the two periods that he played.
Mm-hmm. They just want him to have a full season in Rochester.
They want
right?
him to have the full season in Rochester.
Okay.
But Georgiev got the majority of the minutes at 157 total. Lion had 140. Levi, 40. Lukanen, 20.
Okay.
I am not encouraged by this.
No. That's all. Not really a great sign. A Lion...
Lion should be fine.
He should be more than fine. I actually... Him, I know it was a couple of years ago now, but in a weird circumstance coming in late, him being successful with the Panthers in that Stanley Cup run gives me at least a little bit of hope he'll be more than serviceable.
Yes, and I do think that he was solid with Detroit as well.
He was.
I think solid is the proper word here. I'm not going to expect more than that from Alex Lyon right
he's
now.
He's serviceable. He was DeMar Hamlin in the Bills safety room last year. He was serviceable.
I would say he's better than that.
You think?
He's probably like a 1B type starter.
Oh, okay.
Type goaltender who can play 40 games for you reliably. It's Lukanen's injury that is the concern here. Because when Lukanen comes back, what are we getting out of him? I didn't really love what I saw in the one period that he played. And then he left with an injury. Georgiev, again, unplayable. I know you want to keep Devin Levi in Rochester this year just to have like a clear development plan for him. Scrap it.
Would you?
I'm not kidding. It was that bad.
Lukanen, I want to get your take on this. I was skeptical the minute they extended him. They signed him. Because he was a stereotypical hot and cold player whose flukish season was being hot, right? Last season, he kind of goes back to that hot and cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Was that a premature contract for him? Are we going to be regretting that in a couple seasons? Like, what do we feel about that? Because I don't know.
That is a question, I think, for the end of this year. The end of this season. What happens with him if he's able to come back from this injury and get back to a year which he earned that extension? That's good news. If he shows that that extension year was a one-off, well, then we've got our problem. But I think that's also next year's problem. This year, it is just about trying to get wins. Get wins, get into the playoffs. And it's not necessarily about Lukanen. It's about his absence. That is what is the true concern there. Back to the positives, though. I do want to focus a little bit on the things that actually made me feel warm and fuzzy about this team, because it's easy to pile on and talk about the same bad things about the same bad hockey team that have been going on for the same bad 14 years.
Yeah.
Because what is Thursday night supposed to be about? It is not supposed to be about, oh, God, the season is starting again. Everyone hide your kids, hide your wife. It's about hope. Hope springs eternal in the first game of the year for everybody.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Everyone's
got the same amount of points, or you're all starting on the same spot.
And even just fan opinion, I think it is kind of even keel. I even though they're in the playoffs, the drought for 14 years, even though they really, I don't think, have done enough in the offseason to make that much of a change to be a guarantee to make the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I still hope they make the playoffs, and I think everybody around here does. That would totally just change everything. And one, literally making a playoff series and getting blown up in it doesn't matter. Making it would be the benchmark. That's what this is at this point.
Right.
And I have hope they'll do that. Am I confident? No. Am I cautiously optimistic? Sure.
Yes.
That's kind of where I'm at, you know?
Now, the other part of this is I don't know where my optimism lies with them because it's at this point, it is about just break through. Just get through.
Mm-hmm.
And if Georgiev, for example, has to be like the number two goalie for a couple of weeks, that's not a good idea. But
the thing is, didn't you say his nickname was like Forgiev or something like that?
That's what Colorado fans started calling him.
Four goals per game.
After he got traded from the Rangers to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the things that are supposed to give me some hope.
Sorry, we keep going back to that.
Josh Norris is legit.
Yes.
Again, it is about the injury availability with him. He looks great with Tage Thompson. It looks like the two of them have got some chemistry work together already.
Mm-hmm.
That would help. Honestly, I'm not worried about who the other winger is at that point. If Krebs has earned it through the preseason, then he's earned it. A lot of people are suspecting that it's going to be Benson, who can play in and out of the lineup anywhere.
Yeah, Benson,
Josh Doan, I liked in the games he played.
I did too.
He was very entertaining to watch. He's got a really interesting mix of grit and sandpaper along with the skill. So there's that too. Yuri Kulik, I want to see the next step from him. Kostas Hellenius was fantastic, though he got sent to Rochester. Radim Mirka got sent to Rochester, and I do like that idea. Because in junior, all he's really going to learn is to be the top guy. If you're going to be playing for the Buffalo Sabres, you're not going to be that for a while.
No, and Rochester gives him that near NHL competition, I should say.
Right? I would say toughness and quality of that. Mm-hmm. Mirka looks like a physical body that wants to throw it. He wants to be able to punish people. And if he's making good decisions when being threatened with a hit, that's going to be far more frequent than in junior. Let alone be hit by players that know how to hit. I think that's better for him overall. And he doesn't have to worry about playing top minutes right away in Rochester. He can work into that. Ryan Johnson won himself a spot out of camp in preseason here.
He did. We've been saying how long he's been NHL ready.
And here he is.
2 years. Yeah.
So there's plenty of things that I liked. I think Oslin was fine. He got banged up at the end here, though. Unfortunately, he gets sent down. I need to see better from Owen Power. And I think that Kesselring will help with that, but he's week to week. So what does the decor look like? Is going to be an interesting question that we are going to find out in less than a week's time.
Yeah. Because honestly, going into the season, though, you're running with Byram. The trade rumors for Bo Byram, that never happened.
They only became rumors, and that was it. Byram's with Dahlin.
But that's where he's going to be his best. You're going to get another season out of him as the Dahlin merchant. Why, I can't complain about that. He's going to play well with him.
But now comes the question of who's playing with Power.
That is the question.
Samuelson looks like he's going to be coming back. I saw you wince.
I don't like
Connor
to hear
Timmins
that.
Is your third pair defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ryan Johnson?
It could be. That would be awesome if he could play with Power. I'm not a Matias Samuelson guy. I don't think anybody is at this point.
No, I saw you squirm when I said that name.
Yeah, so if it could be Ryan Johnson, that would be great. But only time is going to be able to tell that.
Or are they going to pair Byram with Power again and then let Dahlin carry Samuelson? Or are they going to let Johnson get a shot with him? That's going to be the thing that we're going to find out by Thursday. And
yes,
that's what I'm going to be paying attention to the most, because defense and goaltending, once again, are its bigger questions.
What would you prefer? Dahlin with Byram or Power and Byram?
I mean, if I had my choice, Kesselring is healthy, and then I have top pair being Byram Dahlin.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to in this moment, I'm putting maybe RJ with Dahlin.
Okay.
And then letting Byram work with Power. I don't love it because the two of them have shown they don't play well together.
No, they're not really complementary with each other.
But either way, you still need better from Power is really where I'm getting at the end of the day of this. There needs to be another step in his growth. Has to be now because this is typically when defensemen figure it out. It takes a couple of years. Admittedly, it takes a couple of years for defensemen, even if they are the number one overall pick, to become what they were promised to be.
Well, it took Rasmus Dahlin a little bit, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Same amount of time, as a matter of fact.
And look at him now.
Look at him now. He's one of the best players that there is in the National Hockey League. And I don't think Power is ever going to be Dahlin, but I do know that he is supposed to be a number one defenseman in his own right. That is what was promised. And typically defensemen just take a little longer to become what is promised. I'm hopeful that there's a better start this year because you and I talked about this last week. It cannot start the way that it did last year again.
It's got to be different. It has to be.
The way it started last year was fine. It was the way that December happened.
Yeah.
Their start in October, November, not great in Europe. They start 1-3.
No, when they come back here.
They come back here, they don't win right away, but they start 1-3. But then they get themselves threatening for second in the Atlantic before December hits.
And then
I'll take that.
Yeah, I would like to see it start faster though. I don't want to go 1-3.
What I want is a December not to remember like that ever again.
No, I want a December to remember because you were in playoff contention. That's what I want.
I want a December that I don't remember because it's just like it's fine. Like it's average.
Right.
No, that December last year is a December to remember. Unfortunately so. And it's also a December to forget.
You had me buying in.
Oh, yeah.
Buying bundles of stock in the Sabres, all for that to happen.
And the worst part is I'm part of the problem. I'm going to the game on Thursday.
I don't see a problem in supporting the hometown team, but here's to hoping that they do start strong.
They need to start strong. They need to, because I don't know what I'm going to do otherwise if they don't. Because I'm sick of being yelly, screamy guy about them.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's enough at this point.
Change is going to happen at this point.
If they start slow. Let's cross that bridge if we get there.
If we get there. I don't even want to talk about it.
Not even when we get there, if we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's going to be. Let's wrap up the show coming up next year after a quick commercial break and get everyone out of here for the weekend. What do you say?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.